Oroville, April 30th, 2009. On microphone, Marlanka. In studio, Chloe, Kazim, Sean, Pascal, and Anna. The weather for the next days: clear skies, 29 to 35 degrees with southeasterly winds 25 to 28 kilometers per hour. In front of the solar kitchen during the 4 days leading up to and including Earth Day, the Earth Day team carried out a rough-and-ready survey of opinions about green buildings in Oroville. While the survey was by no means scientific, it did serve as a useful weather vane of public knowledge and opinion. 80 people took part in the survey. It was quite impressive to see how much Orovillians and guests already know about green building technologies. The highest-rated green buildings were in Sadna Forest. Other notable examples included buildings in Fertil, Newlands, Buddha Gardens, Evergreen, Adventure, and Anasuya. The majority of buildings that rated well are in Greenbelt communities. The exceptions were Vikas, Manfred's house in Petit Ferme, and the American Pavilion. People rated Greenbelt houses quite well across all of the green criteria, except for land use. Buildings in the Greenbelt generally take up quite a number of square meters per family, especially as compared to people living in apartments. Materials and energy were the most well-rated criteria overall. In terms of materials, people highlighted the use of local renewable materials and pressed earth brick. In terms of good energy ratings, the work of Aurora and Solar Service were widely acknowledged. Many people lamented the continued overuse of materials representing high levels of embodied energy such as concrete and steel here in Oroville. Quite a number of buildings in Oroville are efficient in their use of water. The Center for Scientific Research can take much of the credit for the widespread use of wastewater treatment technologies. For the criteria of land and health, Oroville buildings rated less well. The low ratings for land reflect the current low population to land ratio, as well as the focus on infrastructure over living spaces. For health, the issues of high temperatures and humidity are yet to be addressed on a wide scale. In the process of achieving human unity, let us not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's build a green city that's made by humans, for humans, in a true spirit of participation. An Orovillian has recently posted an appeal for contributions of any size on behalf of a fellow Orovillian, a girl on the eve of her 18th birthday, who is about to journey to France to pursue her passion for art, in spite of her lack of economic resources. Here's a quote from this helpful Orovillian. "My belief is that when we help each other, little by little we support our growth, and there is this wonderful sense of belonging and being supported by the community and by life." This seems to exhibit a real sense of what Oroville is all about, human unity. This is good news. An East Asian cultural evening on Monday, 4th of May, from 6:30 p.m. onwards at Orlak Canteen, presented by two Orovillians, Eric and Jyoti. They will show images of their recent travels to Taiwan, the splendor of Chinese culture, the breathtaking beauty of the mountains, and the unforgettable kindness of the people. Before the slideshow, a light Asian buffet dinner will be served. Well Cafe, located in the community of Sveidam, will close from Monday, May 11th until Monday, May 24th, as the cooking team goes up to the hills to serve the children at the Kuvunji Nature Camp. But few are they who tread the sunlit path. Only the pure in soul can walk in light. That from Sri Aurobindo. The news is a reflection of the lives of Orovillians. For more information, please check the website oroville radio.org. And thanks for listening.